I love the sound of breaking glass. J'espère que vous êtes bien à notre écoute. Notre lunchtime en anglais continue avec la chronique Breaking Glass de Dennis Bro. I need the noises of destruction.
Reform by any other name would not smell sweet. This is Bro on the Eurocultural Beat, breaking glass on the streets of Paris with the pension strike. Reform is a word with a varied history. At the beginning of the last century, there were many battles among progressives over whether capitalism as a system could be reformed or whether it needed to be abolished. Sometime in the 80s, with the rise of neoliberalism, with its idea that markets can fix and resolve all social problems and create unlimited abundance, reform began to take on another meaning. In corporate capital's unceasing attack on workers, reform became the code word for a series of changes that supposedly needed to be made in order to guarantee the survival of workers' benefits, which the neoliberal states were continually eroding. The money from which was then ending up in the pockets of corporate board members. See Trump's recent attack on food stamps just in time for Christmas. Here in France, the latest reform by the ex-Rothschild banker now running the country, Emmanuel Macron, is a reform of the pension system. Not at the moment healthy and robust, but adequate to ensure at least a minimal guaranteed income for retiring workers. Under the guise of extreme caring and inequality, Macron wants to abolish the current system, which is now laden with bonus incentives for each occupation to make up for the fact that the system does not adequately account for inflation. The pension system has taken a hit since 2008, and money is needed to support it. But his plan, which falls on the heels of his rewarding the rich with a huge tax giveaway and making it easier to fire workers, titled respectively Tax Reform and Labor Reform, would require workers to stay longer at jobs that are very demanding to earn the same pension as they have today, as well as reducing the special arrangements workers have made over the years. Macron's administration has a name for this policy. They call it equality. That is, they want everyone to be equally poor. In response to the creation of this new system, the French workers took to the streets this week in protests that harken back to 1995, when one of the key issues was also retirement and where striking workers caused the plan to be withdrawn. Thursday saw the onset of strikes, especially in the transport industry, which closed down much of French commerce through trains, planes, and buses. These strikers were also joined in the street by French hospital workers protesting a heavier workload, defunding of the hospitals and falling salaries, teachers protesting increased monitoring, students, one of whom lit himself on fire in Lyon a few weeks ago to protest the taking away of scholarships, as well as firemen and police. Macron may in fact have succeeded in doing something no French leader has done before, with the entire country, workers and small shop owners, urban and rural, united and coming together as one against his policies. The strikes, which reached a crescendo on Tuesday, the day before Macron's prime minister presented the actual pension reform, were led by the public unions and for the first time featured the appearance alongside the Gilets Jaunes, the movement of workers outside the globalized cities, who have been staging weekly demonstrations since last November, with last Saturday being titled Act 56. That is their 56th week of protests. Public opinion is overwhelmingly against this reform, with 70% of the French supporting the workers whose numbers on the first day of the strike, if we average the official and trade union accounts, amounted to over 1 million people in the streets. The public supports these strikes because the public unions, only a small fraction of French employees, are battling for the pensions of all the French. Should the government now back down, the strikes may go on through Christmas and are now being talked about as extending to New Year's. This would be a heavy blow to the luxury industry, a backbone of the French economy, and to retailers and restaurateurs in general, the second year in a row of a disruption of Christmas consumer spending and tourism. Black Friday was replaced this year by Red Thursday. The pension system is more crucial now than in 1995, where the retirement age was 55. It's now 62 and growing, alongside the fact that through automation and a continued deindustrialization, more people are losing their jobs at an earlier age and finding it difficult to be retrained and re-enter the workforce. Thus, workers kicked out of the workforce at 45 or in their early 50s had no income beyond a shortened unemployment insurance period, and under this new regime will be asked to retire later in order to receive full benefits. How to end this battle and ensure a decent retirement for workers in the future with a pension fund that is declining? There are at least three ways to increase pension revenue, but all involve thinking beyond the purely defensive. One is not more taxes on the rich, but a global effort to close down tax havens so the rich pay some or their fair share of taxes. A second is the tax on the digital industries, what the French call GAFA, but the more accurate acronym is FANG, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. And the third is increasing employers' contributions to the pension system. Instead, in Macron's world, all reform comes out of the pockets of those who can least afford to pay. This is Bro on the Eurocultural Beat, breaking glass on the streets of Paris.
Denis Bro is the author of Film Noir, American Workers and Postwar Hollywood, Class Crime and International Film Noir, and Maverick or How the West Was Lost. His current book, to be published in 2018, is Hyper-Industrialism and Television Seriality, The End of Leisure and the Birth of the Binge. C'était Breaking Glass de Denis Bro sur Art District. Très bonne suite de nos programmes, jazzistiques et artistiques, à notre écoute. Sound of breaking glass.